live from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Friday to you on this, what is this, 11th day of October, 2019. My name is Tom Sullivan. Well, we're just getting word from the Hollywood Reporter that I will read you their press release in a shocking turn of events that stunned the media industry. Fox News anchor Shepard Smith has announced his departure from Fox News after more than 23 years at the network. Says Smith is one of the faces of the network's news division, one of the most important journalistic assets. The decision was Smith's, Fox News said. Shepard Smith said, "Recently I asked the company to allow me to leave Fox News and begin a new chapter. After requesting that, I stay, they graciously obliged. The opportunity afforded this guy from small-town Mississippi have been many. Been an honor and privilege to report the news each day to our loyal audience in context and with perspective, without fear or favor. I've worked with the most talented, dedicated, and focused professionals I know, and I'm proud to have anchored their work every day. I will deeply miss them." So, the president of Fox News is a guy named Jay Wallace. He once was the producer of Shepard Smith's show. So he gives the corporate thing about we will miss him, proud of the signature moments, and on and on and on. He inked a new multi-year contract March of 2018. So Fox is saying the 3 o'clock hour on Fox News will be hosted by a series of rotating anchors until a new dayside news program is announced. So that does mean that it was him. If they were planning on getting rid of him, they would have had a replacement ready to go. So they don't. So it was obviously Shep saying to them, I want out. So it's interesting. I guess I'm not terribly surprised. I don't know. I don't know if he felt like he was the outlier. A lot of people that comment about Shepard Smith in social media refers to him as basically the outlier. But no, he pushed back. He's not a Trump fan. He pushed back. He pushes back a lot on Republicans. When Roger Ailes was alive and running Fox, Roger protected him tremendously. I think a lot of it had to do with because Shep came to Fox right out of the gate when Fox first started. And he's from Mississippi, and I believe he was working for a station, now I can't remember. He's in the South. And Roger spotted him and brought him to Fox. And when it came to breaking news, Shepard Smith was as good as you're ever going to find. So, but then as things become more political and they were looking for opinion from anchors, which they never used to, and as Fox became more political, Shepard Smith stood out as somebody that did not necessarily agree with a lot of, certainly the evening programming. I won't say that about the daytime news side, but with the evening programming, oh yeah, the different sides of the same coin. So Shepard Smith leaving Fox, don't know where he's going. Fox doesn't know who they're going to put in there, but that time of the day is still called dayside. It's not prime time, and they're looking. They always wanted that to be just the news, ma'am, just the facts. I don't know. The current management may want to make it more political, but it always was. Try and be as apolitical as you possibly can. Interesting. All right. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Doty, thank you for sending me a tweet about that. The beauty of Twitter. You get breaking news on all these things. Let's talk to our friend Pat in Lynchburg, Virginia. Has been waiting patiently. Hi, Pat.
Well, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good. Hey, what are you thinking?
Let me report in on Chip first. I think this is a tragic moment for the Fox Network. I really do. He was the only person left at that station who had who reflected a reasonable semblance of balance. Chip was a no-nonsense guy. He'd just tell you the news. And, you know, I have my political biases, as you all know, and so have most folks. But I enjoy, at some point, separating all that stuff out and just tell me what's going on. Chip was always to do just that, and he was he was the biggest asset that Fox had available. Would you agree?
Well, I have great respect for Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith and Harris Faulkner. All those people I have great respect for, and that are there to deliver the news. And the part of Fox and even CNN, particularly MSNBC, the same. The prime time, the editorial page, if you will, of the cable news networks, get all the publicity. But I'll tell you, Roger Ailes felt just like you. Roger kept re-signing Shep. Shep, I know, had talked about maybe leaving before, and Roger said, no, don't do it. And I also know that when Roger was running Fox, he signed a contract with Shepard Smith that he paid Shep more than anybody else at the network when Shep resigned, when Roger was there. So obviously that says he valued him a lot.
Well, so, I think he's one of the biggest assets that they have. One other thing about Shep, and this is not why I called in, he just, you know, fell in on us. But the other thing about Shep, unique, is that he is from Mississippi.
Yes.
There's another news reporter who's from at least Georgia. She's from down there in Mississippi, too. And she's a straight shooter. Now, we're in an environment now where we're trying to drift back to what some would call the good old days. One thing that makes Elise Jordan and Shep Smith unique is that they understand what that entails. If you grow up in the state of Mississippi, even as young as Shep and Elise are, they know what we're dealing with, and they don't want us to go back there. The Trumpsters, they don't know what that's all about. So I'm just saying they're more level-headed about it because they understand what the dangers are. Now, as far as these routes are concerned.
Yeah, but before you go on, though, I find it interesting that Elise, who I've met Elise, I can't say I know her well. I think she guessed it on my show at one time. But anyway, she and Shep are from the same small town in Mississippi. Holly Springs.
Yep. Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Yep. So they're both from the same city.
You know, I know my politics, you know. I mean, you know. But these are good straight shooters. These are intelligent, bright folks. And they're young. And they learn from the old folks just how hate can manifest itself and tear up a universe. They know that. A whole lot better than somebody from... Well, let's leave it at that. They know what the heck's going on. That's good. That's a good spot for training. Now, it can go one way or the other. You can dig in on the old ways, or you can say the ones that are educated and come out of there and say, this just isn't right, and it's not the way for us to go. And we reject that. Now,
well,
Shep never got into his politics when he was a straight shooter. When I got the news from Shep Smith, I believed it.
All right. But that's not what you called in for. You called in for something else.
I called in connection with the rallies.
Yeah, what about the rallies? What do you think?
Quickly on the rally. Donald Trump's rallies amount to a little more than Klan sessions as far as I'm concerned. And it ought not to be magnified by any network station. This should not happen. I do think that if you're going to air that's filth, which is nothing but a form for white hatred and white, you know.
Really?
You know, if you're going to air that kind of all the other candidates have equal time. I think they should have equal time. You're in a political cycle now. Now I think campaign laws ought to come into effect. And I think the Democrats, fairly, you're going to give him 2 hours, you know, to spread his hate and filth and stuff like that and bad language.
Well, I know you don't like the guy. And there used to be an equal time law that was thrown out, especially if it's something that is news making. And many times during the rallies, the president does make news. And I grew up in this business, Pat, where I had news directors, program directors, and whenever the question would come up about, well, should we take the president? He's going to be speaking here in another half an hour. And the answer I always got was, if the president's speaking, we take the president. Period. End of story. That was a rule about a sitting president.
This guy's changing all the rules right in our face. Here's the best way. I've seen one or two networks handle it this way. See, if you say something that's newsworthy, we'll just chip in it and show it to you. Share it with you. We don't need to listen to all that other stuff. 2 hours of that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing it.
Well, the reality is, love him or hate him, I think there's a lot of people that tune into those rallies who love to hate him and want to see reinforce their hate by why. Oh, I can't stand every minute of this thing. I'll tell you what. So there's some of that going on, but as long as the networks get the numbers, they will tune in.
I saw
Joe Biden addressing some group yesterday. And it was the middle of the day, and I almost fell asleep. So he is an entertainer. He's a showman. He knows how to put on something that attracts eyeballs, and that's quite bluntly all the networks care about. But I got to run, but I'm glad we got you in. Appreciate the call. 855-295-6600. That's all that I bring to this microphone every day. I have a huge disdain for politicians, and I don't care for either party. So I just got a nice tweet from my friend Doug. And Doug is not just any old guy out there. Doug was my first. Yes. He was my first floor director, and he taught me some of my early cutting my teeth in television. Doug was very patient with me. So he sends me a tweet. Says, Tom, you know that, yeah, well, that means, oh my gosh, Doug, that was in 1981, something like that. Been a while. Says, you know, the bottom line, if the president speaks, you take it, and you don't cut away, because as soon as you do, he's going to drop a bombshell, and you're going to miss it. That's when you start getting the phone calls, why did you not cover it? Yeah. That's true, but I'm not so sure with the rallies if it still fits into that same formula, because otherwise, if the president's speaking from the White House, you bet, you take the whole thing, top to bottom. 855-295-6600. John, Palm City, Florida. Hello, John.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What are you thinking?
I just took issue with the last caller. You know, it's funny how he picked the two biggest liberals on Fox Network and was just singing their accolades, because if you look at what Shep says, probably 98% of it is anti-Trump. And the way he was criticizing Trump's rally, I watched it. I didn't see any hate-filled speech or anything like that. You know, he's just talking to the American people.
Right.
So, you know, I would say that he's in the hate Trump camp also, you know. So,
oh, no,
you could watch CNN and then
Yeah, no, Pat is loud and proud about the fact that he doesn't like Donald Trump. I mean, there's no beating around the bush on that one.
But you know, they always talk in platitudes when they're talking about, you know, he's a white supremacist. And show us one proof of evidence that he is, you know? I mean, I just don't see it. So I don't know. I just thought it was a little.
Well, that's I wanted to put you on because I knew that you wanted to refute what Pat said. That's all I knew. I didn't know what you were going to say, but I was told that you disagreed with what Pat had said, and I find
CNN and then watch Shep Smith. He might as well just be on CNN. The way he talks bad about Trump and our president.
I wonder if he doesn't show up on CNN or MSNBC. That also would not surprise me. Yeah.
Me either.
I've got to be a little bit careful here because I know Shep. I think he would actually feel better if he was working for CNN or MSNBC. I'm not trying to put, that's not anything he's ever told me, but my assessment is he probably would.
Yeah, I think he might feel a little bit more comfortable, but he also might think that, you know, that's his hour show and he can push out, you know, the left agenda on Fox. And that's what you get when you watch that. That's the way I take from it.
Well,
and I listen with both ears, so I'm I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything. I'm just saying that's his beliefs, that's his feelings, and
right.
And you know, to say that it's strictly everything he says is strictly unbiased, that is not the truth. He has a bias. You could see it.
Yes,
you could hear it.
Yes, I agree with you. Now here's a little television speculating, but I was, as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know who's in trouble. You know who's, they're not in trouble. They got a big backer and everything else. AT&T owns them. But CNN's audience has really gone down. They need help.
Right.
They need some star power. They need somebody that can stir it up.
You can only listen to the hate speech for so long against somebody, you know, before you're like, why am I even watching this? It's all.
I'm thinking, you know, if I was an executive at CNN, I would make Shepard Smith an offer that he could not refuse. I would pay him a lot more than Fox is paying him, and trust me, Fox pays him an awful lot of money. He's become very wealthy doing Fox.
Right.
But I wouldn't be a bit surprised. If you were exec at CNN, I'm going, the Cuomo show is not working that well. Put him right with next to Anderson Cooper. Before, after, somewhere in there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he doesn't show up with a big, fat paycheck. But anyway, John, I'm glad you got John. Thank you.
Time all the time with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is. Well, we got a little bit of a twist in the program today. Got an email from work in Lynchburg, Virginia. Says, Tom, the caller you just aired on your show from Lynchburg, Virginia does not reflect the current political climate of Central and Southern Virginia. The guy is a moron. That's from Jeff. everybody, I have had Pat's called the program. I like his calls. I like Pat. He and I don't agree on, well, maybe three things, but that would be it. The other 97 things, we don't. But I just believe in letting people, I believe in letting people express their opinions and whether I agree with them or not. This is why talk radio to me, should be like an old town hall where people come in from different walks of life. Because most of us hang out with people that are in our socioeconomic circles. And because of the fact that we are of the same socioeconomic circle, we tend to think alike. That's why they're friends. You're friends with people who you like, who because they agree with you and you agree with them, and you have the same value systems and you have the same wants, needs, and desires. But there's other people out there that you and I don't talk to. And that's why talk radio lets you listen to people that you normally don't hear. So that's why I Pat and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, but I have always enjoyed his calls. But, you know, I know he doesn't reflect, there's no one political climate to any particular area. I mean, Virginia, I know Southern Virginia is much red. Northern Virginia is much more blue. So even in the Commonwealth, you've got different people with different ideas. 855-295-6600. Joe, thank you for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you for having me on.
Good afternoon. What are you thinking?
I wanted to mention Pat as well. I couldn't disagree with that gentleman any more than the last person that you had on, or the person after Pat anyways. But having said that, though, you know, Trump's an unorthodox person in general, as we've all seen. I think that's one of the main reasons why he got elected. But having said that, he is absolutely in the right in expressing, and I'm talking about the president, he's in the right for expressing his views with the crowd in Minneapolis the way that he did. He is absolutely abused by the media, and the media wants to shut him down now. I'm sorry, but I don't think any president should have to put up with the kind of things he's put up with. And not to mention, you look at the crowds outside of the whole convention that happened last night with the rally, and these people are Antifa, Democrat, liberals that are socialists that are there picking a fight with people that were in that rally. They didn't walk out picking a fight with them. It was the other way around. They're waiting for them. I don't understand this. I listen to your show all the time. I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I listen to, the different programs on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow, which I can't stand her, but I don't understand this perception on how he became the devil in all of this, when yet he's the one who's taking all the abuse from them.
Well, first of all, I'll take you to task on that part, but the other parts I think I agree with you on. But the fact that what I worry about is that people put a politician up on a pedestal. I don't think we should. And so giving guff to our president, I'm fine with it. People that disagree with the president, they should say so, and they should say so loud and clear, because I don't want to live in a country where everybody has to go along with whatever the political leader says with no disagreement. That's what happens in China. You want that environment? Go to China where you cannot say anything bad about the leader. We have such a precious right to tell our president or our governors or our mayors, we disagree with you, and tell them why, and tell them loudly. So I'm all for that. I don't mind that. Now, the other part about whether networks should show them or not, they're a business. They're a business. And I will guarantee you that if the numbers for his rallies are strong enough, they will be showing more and more and more of his rallies. The criticism that all the media got was, and I'm saying from the Republican candidates that ran against Trump in the primaries in 2016, was, hey, how about giving me some attention? Well, Donald Trump has a long history of knowing how to get media attention. And he is, I had a guy get in a big fight with me months ago because I said Donald Trump is a first-class entertainer. And when he comes to town, he puts on a show. Well, this guy was mad at me because he thought I was putting Donald Trump down as just an entertainer. Why, don't you respect the president? Yes, I do. Respect the presidency. But I think when he comes to town, there's a lot of people that go to those rallies that certainly the Trumpsters do, but there's a lot of people that go there that don't like him, but they want to go for the show. Because it sounds like it's one heck of a raucous event. People like that. And it's free. So.
Oh, yeah. Just looking at last night, he was certainly entertaining. There's no question about it. He's definitely an entertainer. Just my point in the whole thing, and I agree with you, Tom. I don't disagree with what you were saying whatsoever, by the way. But I just see that he gets continuously trashed, and yet we have. I'm in California, so as you can see, we are a one-party institution here. There literally are no Republicans in this
same
state.
I got the same problem in New York. Same thing. Democrats control everything. So
Here's our fearless leader Gavin Newsom over here siphoning gas tax money that was not supposed to go to pet projects, and he's already starting that little gig. And nobody
I got mad at the people of California a couple of weeks ago about, well, if you don't like your I'm in the same boat you are, Joe. I got the same problem. My vote doesn't count. I'm not going to vote for Governor Cuomo, but you're outnumbered. So either do something to try and support your party, your side of the aisle. Get involved, donate to them, do things. It takes years, but you can turn the pendulum slowly but surely back to another place. And I think these politicians that once you. I don't think it's a two-party system is much better system than a one-party system, and one-party systems wear out their welcome mat. And so I think in California and in New York and in Illinois, they will eventually wear out their welcome mat because people, I think, appreciate the fact that there are people that have to debate with somebody on the opposite side of the aisle rather than just have no voice. For a good chunk of the citizens. It doesn't work that way. Democratic Republic needs people on both sides of the aisle. So, I know what you're going through.
That's what I like about the president. He actually brings to light things that happen here, and then he gets even more pushback for it because he's exposing what exactly is going on in this state or New York or, you know, whatever liberal outfits are in the country. And yeah, he gets all the pushback for it. And then he goes and holds these rallies and holds them accountable at his rallies by pointing out these different situations.
I got to tell you, we're going to get cut off here, but I got to tell you, I think Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing, and I think he loves every second of it.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Getting a lot of emails and a lot of tweets. You can get my email address by going to tomsullivan.com, and my Twitter address is @SullivanRadio. Jeff sends me an email about Shepard Smith. It says, Tom, I think, as you said, that time slot that Shep occupied needs to be as apolitical as possible on Fox. For the longest time, he fit that definition, but for about the past 18 months or so, his hatred of Donald Trump has become more and more obvious. Up until then, I think he fit the total fair and balanced image, and I think that was a good strategy. Well, two things. He says, I agree with you about Bill Hemmer and Sandra in the morning. Do a great job remaining fair and balanced in their interviews and handling the guests. Same for Harris Faulkner, Martha McCallum. Always try to keep commentary open and objective. Don't know. So he gets into CNN or MSNBC would probably welcome him with open arms. He could complete the transition to being an opinion contributor rather than strict reporter. I don't know whether he's pretty proud of the fact he considers himself a journalist. I know that. But I'm looking at CNN, and I'm looking over my ratings, and they are horrible compared to MSNBC or Fox. So, you got to do something. I know they've got Chris Cuomo on at 9 o'clock after Anderson Cooper on CNN. I would think Shep would be a perfect replacement for him. The Cuomo show just isn't getting it. It just isn't working. And Anderson Cooper is almost like untouchable. So I don't know what you do with that. John says Trump rallies. Regarding discussion of Trump rallies, my opinion is he is not presidential at his rallies. He's just being a showman. I can't stomach it. Can't we have a president that is presidential? Well, you get a chance in about a year and a month to find that person and see what they do. 855-295-6600. Mike Thompson says, I always appreciate the way you allow all points of view, even if those points of view are full of bigotry and even hate in some cases. It always amazes me just how hypocritical people can be. John Carlson's tweet, follow me on Twitter at Sullivan Radio. I agree, allow an opposing opinion, but their intellect or lack thereof on full display. It's up for you to decide whether you like them or don't like them, agree or not. But Aztec Diego, Trump rally is unlike anything we've ever seen. I love them. It's his only way to combat the daily, hourly, minute-by-minute CNN, MSNBC beatdown. He exposed it as we are close to confirming his campaign was spied on. He saved our country. Getting a little worshipful for me, but I got your point. You're a big supporter. Look at Donald Trump is a master at getting free media, and he's going to do as best as he can. The real question will come down to the corner office in the networks and whether or not they're going to take his rallies. I could not predict, as we sit here in October of 2019, whether they're going to take all of his rallies or not. All of them, some of them. I think it's a lot for any network to bite off. I'll be surprised if even Fox takes every single one of them. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know with the programming, the channel guides, whether or not Fox is taking the rally tonight. They did last night. They were the only one that took it last night. You have a channel guide. Look at this evening and see if Fox is going to in Lake Charles, Louisiana tonight. I don't know either. So we've got a lot to go over here. We've got, as we are speaking, actually the meeting should be over with China in the White House because the president has to get out of there. He has a plane to catch. The way the schedule was laid out earlier today is that the president will depart the White House about a half an hour ago. And so, in fact, Air Force One should be in the air just a few minutes ago. So he's on his way to Lake Charles. So that means the meeting with the vice premier in the Oval Office, that was at 2:45. So he had probably almost an hour and a half to meet with the vice premier of China. And I haven't seen any headlines about what came out of that meeting. I've got speculation, but that's the big question, and that's going to be what's going to be fascinating to me to see what comes out. I thought we would hear something by now. I had this story from yesterday, Mediaite, which is a media rag. The headline is, Trump loses it on Fox News. Polls suck. Napolitano is terrible. Donna Brazile was fired from CNN. That's the headline. So he slammed Fox News for the network's new poll showing a majority of the country's registered voters want him impeached and removed from office. The poll shows 51% of voters supporting the move, while 43% remain opposed. I'm not sure that's right. I think it's 51% are for the inquiry, not for the removal. He also swung several at his least favorite people, Shepard Smith, Judge Napolitano, and Donna Brazile. He said, with people like Andrew Napolitano, who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice, and I turned him down, which I talked to the judge many times, he says, that's not true. Shep Smith and Donna Brazile and others, Fox News doesn't deliver for us anymore. It's so different than it used to be. Oh, well, I'm president. That was a tweet he put out yesterday. Then he went on. Thank you to OANN, One America News, for your fair coverage and brilliant reporting. It is appreciated by many people trying so hard to find a new, consistent, and powerful voice. See you tonight at the big rally in Minneapolis. That was yesterday evening when he sent that out. So, I don't know, maybe One America News will get more traction. They don't have anywhere near the numbers that Fox has, not even close. But they may. It takes a while. You got to keep digging at it. But I do find it troubling that a president, a governor, a mayor wants any media to only fawn over them. The media's role in this country is to be our eyes and ears on the politicians, on what they're doing. So it is a natural adversarial relationship. The media should never be an advocate for a politician. Never. If you're really going to be the eyes and ears of the citizenry. We'll be right back.